Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show. And today's show is called, How Can Seattle Homeowners Distinguish Between Norway Rats and Roof Rats? You hear scratching in your walls at night, but is it a Norway rat or a roof rat? For Seattle homeowners, knowing the difference isn't just trivia. It's crucial for effective pest control and protecting your home. Let's break down these unwanted house guests. First up, physical differences. Think of a Norway rat as the linebacker of the rat world. They're chunky, brown, or grayish, with a blunt nose that looks like they ran into too many walls. Their tail is shorter than their body, unlike their cousins, the roof rats. Now, roof rats are more like the track stars, sleeker, darker, with a pointed nose and a tail longer than their body. Here's my favorite way to explain it to homeowners. Norway rats are shaped like hot dogs. Roof rats are shaped like bananas. Now, these rats are creatures of habit, and they definitely have their preferred hangout spots. Norway rats are ground floor party animals. They love basements, crawl spaces, and burrowing around foundations. Roof rats, living up to their name, are total high flyers. They're up in your attic, running along power lines, and treating your tree canopy like their personal highway system. Here in Seattle, we see this play out in fascinating ways. Just last week in Queen Anne, I had a client convinced they had roof rats because they heard scratching above their heads. Turned out to be Norway rats, who had found a ground-level entry point and worked their way up through the walls. Classic case of mistaken identity. Speaking of mistaken identity, let me tell you about what happened in Ballard last month. Had a homeowner who spent weeks trying to control what they thought were roof rats. They'd placed all their bait stations up high, but the rat problem just kept getting worse. Why? They actually had Norway rats coming in through the foundation. Once we properly identified the species and adjusted the control strategy, problem solved in just a few days. Here's your takeaway for tonight. If you're hearing activity above your head, you're probably dealing with roof rats. Ground-level activity in burrows around your foundation? That's Norway rat territory. Either way, getting a proper identification is crucial for effective control. Remember, different rats, different strategies. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.